Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises, man. We here. It's another Sabbath. The Father's merciful, man. We still on top of the grass. No matter where we are in this world, I'm telling you, man, it's the Sabbath. And it's no better place to be than with the mind of God and His presence, being a part of the things that He like and He loves. You know what I'm saying? It ain't of us, man. He said He loves these things and He's sharing them with us. Like, who are we? You know, we call from the dirt, you know what I'm saying? I mean, from the scum of the earth. And the Father said, here go my Sabbath and enjoy this day with me. And my son at that. And then in the end of it, he said, look, and it's a promise to come with it if you enjoy it and have pleasure in it. And I give you the promise of it. So, yeah, man, it's the Sabbath. Hallelujah. 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 Father, our praises. Look, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel Commonwealth is for, you know, that ministry is on hold, but come and see ministry's Bible study class. All praise to the Father. Look, today we're dealing with the aftermath of the war that was in heaven. You know, we're dealing with the aftermath of the war that was in heaven. And when the war took place in heaven, the angels fell to the planet. You know, when did it take place? You know, that's another thing we've been dealing with, because we have different understandings of when the war in heaven took place. You know, like, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. All praise, man, praise be to the Father for allowing me to grow up in that institution. I ain't even lie to you. It kept me away from a lot of paganism. And it taught me discipline and how to be a student of the Word of God and research and study the Word of God. Even though they had some misconception of the things that within the Word of God, still gave me a really good foundation of how to approach the Word of God. And I thank the Father for that, till He saw fit to call me. You know, some of us come through different institutions. That's my door. To bring me to where I'm at now. You know, and now here we are. So let's get started. We're going to stand face Jerusalem. Brothers, if you can't uncover your head as we approach the Father and sisters, if you can cover your heads as we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit upon us and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them also a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Well, let's get started here. We're going to pick this up in Revelations. We're going to be in and out this, but just we're going to pick it up there because we already covered that there was a war. There was a war in heaven. So we already covered the fact why there was a war, you know. And then we're going to skim over those things. We're not going into detail like we did in the previous precepts. We're going to just skim into some things and bring us up to date for those just getting caught up. So we're going to bring us everybody up to date, but then we're going to go further into this. Now they fell from heaven. This is the aftermath, man. Everything that took when they fell from heaven brought us to where we are today. You know, sure, Adam had a great deal to do with it, but you know, it is what it is. You know, you got wicked angels running upon the earth that's making people do wicked things to people. And it's just the way it is. Amen? So, let's get started. We're going to pick this up in Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12 and verse 1. Revelation 12 and 1. And it said, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. So this right here, this woman represents the children of Israel. But this story was already written before there was a heaven. This is all written out. Actually, this is the second story. Because if Adam don't sin, this story don't ever come to an existence. But if Adam sinned, then this has to play out because the son has to die for the sin. So again, this great woman, this woman here is the children of Israel, the 12 stars upon her head. And it says this, it said, she bear with child, travail of her birth, pain to be delivered. That's the Christ. There appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon. That's Herod, Esau, Idumea, the red, the porridge. That's him. Using the Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7, to kill all the children of Bethlehem from 2 years and under. See, that's this conversation here in 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. See, that's the Roman Empire. And the 7 crowns upon its head. And the dragon is the devil. So the devil was trying to kill Jesus Christ. So he went after all the children from 2 years and under. Why? Because 2 years and upward, their personalities started appearing. He didn't know who the Christ was. 12 and 4. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven. That's that war. That's the fallen. That's them. That's when he went to war, he drew them. When he enticed them in the heavens, that's when the war took place. When he started getting into the trafficking. And so when he trafficked in heaven, this where he drew a third part of an innumerable number. It's no number for the number of a third part. You see, it's no number for a third part of an innumerable number. This is that thing. So he drew that into the heavens and drew them upon himself. And they followed him. They followed him into disobedience. And so now they've been charged with folly. In fact, let's look at that. Let's go into Job chapter 4. I think it's chapter 4. It's just quick here. Yeah. Chapter 4 and 18. And a spirit is appearing before one of his brothers and is talking to him. And it says this. It says, Job 4 and 12. Now the thing was secretly brought to me, my ear received little thereof. And the thought from vision of night, when deep sleep fall upon man. What do you mean? That's when man fall into realm. So now the Lord is telling you this is when the spirits can enter into your subconscious. Here, right here, listen at this. And he said, fear came upon me, trembling made all my bones to shake. See? Then a spirit passed before my face, then the hair of my flesh stood up. So he knew it was a spirit. And it stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? So the spirit came, the spirit gave this man a message for Job to save him from himself. Why? Because Job was a righteous dude, but he was, he had a scorning spirit. He had a scorning spirit. You know, and he had a problem with people that were sinners, big time. And he had this, he had an over high opinion of himself. That he seen that. He was righteous, but then he had this thing where he was looking at people like they supposed to be holy like him. Or they was beneath him. So this was the message he was supposed to bring us to all the other stuff and the accusations. So anyway, it says this. Job 4 and 18. Behold, he put no trust in his servants and his angels he charged with folly. That's what happened. That's what happened. The man is telling him that the devil is the one who's attacking you is the one that he charged with folly. That's why they got kicked out of heaven. They was charged with what? wickedness. Folly is not playing around. Folly isn't cute. Folly, well, I guess you can look it up since I'm in it. All right. Folly. Lack of good sense. So he's charged the angels that he kicked out of heaven. This is how he judged them. This is why he kicked, this is what he just said. The reason why he kicked them out of heaven, they lack good sense, understanding, or foresight. Because he gave them commandments. Look, you're gonna be a service unto the sons of God. Now, this is your reward if you do that. But if you don't disobey, I'm going to throw you into the lake of fire. Obviously, they didn't have the foresight of being servants. Anyway, he said he charged them with what? A state of quality of being foolish, stupidity. He called them stupid. Oh, my God. Evil, wicked, lewdness, wantonness, the state of quality of being foolish, a lack of understanding or sense, a costly and foolish undertaking, unwise investor or expenditure. So this is that thing, man. So he said that cost them. That cost them. So he charged the angels with folly. That got them kicked out of heaven because he seen that inside of them, man. That's a deep conversation. You know, let's look at this. Let's get back to that Revelation chapter 12. So this is why they got kicked out. Revelation 12. And verse 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And a dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered to devour the child as soon as it was born. There it is. And she brought forth the man child, Jesus, who was the, now see, there go Herod, the Roman Empire, and there go the Christ. And he said, who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron tomorrow. And her child was caught up to God, the resurrection, and to his throne, Melchizedek. And the woman fled into the wilderness. Now, here come the, actually, we in the wilderness, you know, but no, we didn't flee, we got kicked out. He said it's going to be a time that this is going to take place. We're not dealing with that. Anyway, he said, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she have a place prepared of God. And they shall feed her there for 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. Back to this. That's why it was. That's why he was charged with folly. There was a war in heaven. He kicked them out. After that, he kicked them out. He said, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world, and was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. See? So they here. They're on a planet. So this is that thing. Now here's the thing with this. They here now. But that's not for us to start saying, oh, my God, we're surrounded by an innumerable host. This is true. But that ain't for you to fear, because the Most High said, when Jesus on the earth, he said, you fear him that's able to throw you into the lake of fire. Fear God. Fear the Father. That's it. You don't fear no angels. Why? Go to Genesis chapter 1. This is why you don't. But, you know, the media teaches us to fear angels. The media teaches us to fear the unclean spirit and to teach them to give them our power, and they don't have any. Watch this. Genesis 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So you're not made in the image of angels. You're made in the image of God. So if you're made in the image of God, they are created to serve you. That was the problem. Because he said he found sin in them, and it was pride. We covered all that. That's why, you know, you want to listen to the previous set episodes on the angels, be welcome to. They all archived, and they know that. Go look at, listen to those. These things is relevant. Anyway, that conversation through the word of God, through the scripture, is prevalent. We got to know these things. And he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and of fowls of the air and over the cattle, over all the earth, not heaven, right? Because the angels are created from heaven, and they was created to live in heaven, right? That's why it was a war in heaven and not on earth with the angels. So their dominion is heaven. We can't go to heaven. The book tells us no man has ascended up to heaven at any time. So this is our dominion. He said, and let them have dominion over all the earth. So when they got kicked out of heaven, they got kicked into our domain. They have no power like a roach. They have no power over you, none whatsoever. The only power they have over you is what you give it. That's the deception. Watch this. Let's go back to Revelations. Revelations 12. Revelations 12 and verse 7. Let's pick it back up there. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there any place anymore in heaven, right? So we see that the angels lost the battle. Why did they lose? How could what made Michael stronger than Satan, right? Watch this. Psalms 103 and 19, and it says this. The Lord has prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. That's everything from the heavens to the cosmos to the galaxy to your Milky Way to your very living room. It says this, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. That's a commandment that he gave to the angels. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. So the angels have to bless God as we. And he said this, they excel in strength. So they even themselves, they have a growth. They excel in strength, that do his commandments. They got to keep the laws and statutes of God like us. And he said, hearken unto the voice of his word. See, he's saying now you got the other angels that didn't fall. What did they do? He said they hearken unto his word. And so they didn't follow Satan. You see? So this is that thing. So that's why they had, he said, they excelled in strength. That's why they had more strength to kick them out. Not only did they have strength to kick them out of heaven, but now that they kicked out of heaven, which was their dominion, right? Their domain, they kicked now into our domain, and now they have no strength, no power whatsoever. They've been completely stripped. The only power they have is your imagination. Watch this. Genesis chapter 3. Because they here now. So the thing is, the world is deceived. That's why the whole world is going through all this panic. Because panic is a spirit in itself. Peter Pan, Pan. That's that spirit, right? And then panic, anxiety. So what do Pan bring? The spirit of Pan, anxiety, right? That's him. Anyway, he got a name. That's one of the devils that fell from heaven. Anyway, but the Gentiles gave that spirit a name in a noun, you know. And the Lord said he was going to enlarge their text, so he allowed the Gentiles, Europeans, whatever, to actually name a lot of the spirits that we actually identify with now. It's like that. Just simple as that. He said he's going to enlarge their borders. That's part of it. Anyway, he said this. He said this right here. 3:14, Genesis 3:14, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. So the beast of the field isn't afraid of spirits, although that the beast of the field can inhabit spirits. They can inhabit spirit, but it ain't no fear of spirits. What do you mean? Jesus cast the devils out of the man into the swine. The swines knew that man was possessed with devils, you know. So, but they wasn't afraid. It's just herds, right? But when he cast them into them, then they went insane. That's not fear. That's insanity. That's what devils bring, insanity, panic, unrest, stress. You know, I got this running joke. You know, a little friend of mine, man, I just met that. It's just a little running joke, you know. Don't misinterpret boredom for peace, because that's where you find God. You can't find him if you're under duress or anarchy. You don't dwell there. That's why the first thing Christ said is, peace be still. And then he blew upon them the Holy Ghost. The only way you can receive the Holy Spirit from God is that you got to hide the peace of God upon you. That's part of that conversation where we ain't yet, but we're going to get there one day. Here it is. So he said this, and God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, curses thou above all cattle, above the beasts of the field, upon thy belly shall thy go. Now, this is what you mean. This is when he was stripped upon all his power. If you on your belly, how can you fight or defend yourself as a human being? Right? As any creature on the planet, any creature on the planet, on his belly, how can you defend yourself? See? We're not listening. That's defenseless. He have no authority, none whatsoever, but what you give him. That's it. So, but the thing is, we get all spooked out because we ran into some films called The Exorcist and this, that, and the other. And I'm going to tell you, man, That's a wigged out film, you know. Watching that, even now, seeing it from the first time back in the 70s and watching it now with the new dig that she do that spider crawl, man, that film was way out. But it was only to bring you in subjection into the devils to try to teach you to fear them. And then all of a sudden, when that happened and people saw that, then you had this mad rush of people being possessed with devils and falling all out and doing this madness like they saw this female in the films. You know, it was just all repetition. You know, like people now, it's all repetition. They see on the media, they repeat it. They truth is what they see on the media. Repetition. That's the same thing. But what it was doing is taking my power from myself that I have over them because they have no power. You know, that's the end of it. And it's so easy to rebuke because that's all he said is say, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. End of the story. You ain't got to go into no big old song and dance. It's just that simple. That's it. He said, upon thy belly shall I go, dust shall I eat all the days of thy life. That's what dust is, mankind. Because Adam is made of dust. But the day that Adam come up, the day that first great white, the day of the great white throne when all men wake up, that's when he get thrown in the lake of fire because there's no more dust. He put a clock on him. But just him. Just him. This is when he got judged here. Not only did he corrupt the angels, but he corrupt mankind too. This conversation, like I said, the conversation that we having right now is what he did in heaven, and that's the extent of it. That's why he was judged here, because look at what we're going through now. How could he overcome it? How can he pass the judgment of anything with everything that's going on in the world now? It would be impossible for him to be forgiven. Look at what's all in the planet because of what he did in heaven. And now it's in the earth. So he's already judged. But he didn't say, and the angels that followed you. Because remember now, he said the serpent, they had went to war with the serpent. So when he identified the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, he was talking to Moses. That was God that said, I called him a serpent then. He was the serpent then. See, God called him the serpent then, and the serpent, when he revealed that to John, he said that great dragon, that serpent, that was cast out of heaven. He said that took place then. He was already the serpent. The war had already took place. He had already been judged. Moses wrote that. Not that Moses saw it. God is telling him. He's telling him what happened in Genesis. Listen at that. That's him talking about it. So if he's calling him a serpent then, the war already took place. And he called him a serpent more than once. Okay, let's just go back. Genesis 1, serpent 1, right? 2, serpent 2, all right? Genesis 3, serpent 3 times, all right? And then God called him. Now, the woman said, to whom gave this meat to eat? Women, hold up. Now that's what Adam said. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what has this thou has done? Because he knew already what happened. He's looking for confessions. Adam passed the banner. Adam actually peed on himself. He should have just confessed it. I said on myself, I boo-boo, right? But he didn't. He accused her. Watch this. Job 31:33. If I cover my sins as Adam, that's what he did. He covered his sins. by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom. That's what you can do. You got to confess them, right? That's what David did. Adam didn't do this. Maybe if he had did a David thing, we probably wouldn't be going through everything we're going through. But he didn't. He chose the easy way out. He passed the buck. You know what I'm saying? He passed the blame. Three. Let's go back to Genesis 3 at the, three, what did I leave off at? Yeah, 3 and, oh, I'm still in Job. All right, Genesis chapter 3. And, okay, and 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, right there, again, he's referred to as a serpent. So he was already identified that when we read that in Revelation, the God of Israel is telling us he was already kicked out. He was already kicked out. He was already the serpent. He's not a serpent. He's an angel. Why is he calling them a serpent? Because he wanted to let us know in Revelation chapter 12 that that took place already. He was already judged. Right? Now watch this. Now he's the only one that been, because remember that he deceived a third part of the angels in heaven, right? So now watch this. Here come they judgment. Jude chapter 1. And verse Jude 1 and 6, and it says this, and the angels which kept not their first estate, right, righteousness, they didn't keep their first estate, and the angels, he's talking about the fallen, he said, they that kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation when he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness. Now, part of this darkness is invisibility, that they can't appear before man and God. You know, at their will, they got to have permission, you know, to do such things, you know, if they're allowed to. You know, that's why you get these people that are CLA beings so that they can have a familiar spirit. This is that thing. So we have to be careful of that, right? And he said, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness. Right? So they're under chains of darkness. Part of it is, you know, I would say the smallest part of it is the invisibility. But I think the greater part is that they've been put under the spirit of reprobation because of disobedience. So he gave them the spirit of darkness. What do you mean? Let's look at darkness. Going to my, let's see, in my budget. And dark is almost a page by itself, right? Wow. Dark, evil, satanic, corrupt, damnable, foul, hellish, horrible, immoral, infernal, nefarious, sinful, sinister, vile, wicked. So he bound them under them spirits that now they can't perform righteousness. Those are reprobates, right? Now they can't perform that which is good, right? But obviously not all of them, because if you're a reprobate, he turned you over. So he said he charged them with folly, and he put them in the chains of darkness, reserved unto the day of judgment. So Satan have been the only angel that fell from heaven that was judged. He's the one that's going straight to the lake of fire for his actions. The other angels are going to be judged at the great white throne with everybody else. They're going to be judged according to what they've done and what they're doing in the darkness, because they still have a free will. They still have the power of righteousness or disobedience. You see? This, that thing. Let me see if I can fight. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Let's look at the antidote, you know. Let's look at the antidote for dark, good moral. Plain and simple. For all those foul spirits, all you need is that one antidote. Good, right? That's it. That's all you need is that one to rebuke all them devils. I told you. Look at all that power you got. See, when you keep the commandments of God, you walking with the flow and the power of God, man. You walking with all the energy in the universe, because everything is bound by the law. The matrix is telling us that, no, you don't keep the law, you obtain all power. That's reverse psychology. The truth of God is when you keep the commandments of God, you are walking in all the energy of the flow of the law. So everything that's bound by the law, from the insects to the air, water, the circulation of the heavens and this earth, you are in that power. You can call anything through your power. So it's no fear, angels, man. Look at Moses. He the Lord showed him he had authority over every element because he kept all the commandments. He was in a flow. He was in that flow. Guess who he was going up against? Devils. And then the dudes that he was going up against, he said, man, we better pull back, because his God is God. So it ain't no conversation about them having more power. Our brother Moses showed us that. Why we be tripping on these bum films and stuff like that? You know, my problem is that I like violence. You know, I like football and stuff like that. That's a violent sport. You know, Matrix is a violent movie. I like violence, and that's a sin. Seriously. He said, because there's violence in the earth, God overflew it with a flood. Well, I would have been in the water, Jack. Well, obviously, because there's only eight on the boat. That would have been a no-brainer anyway. But, yeah, I would have had that in me. Because I got it now. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to claim it. I'm trying to give it up by confessing it, right? That is. So, anyway, he said, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, which had reserved the everlasting chains under darkness. So, these chains, they can't break it. They bound under the law. So there's no fear in serving God. There's no fear in serving God. There's no fear in serving God. I'm listening. I mean, if you're not, then you can go ahead on, or you can get took out by any, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, because they're going to be moved by some spirit or influential spirit, something. So you can run off in the dark with that. Whenever you feel like, because you're weak like that. But this thing here, if you know that you can overcome it, it's a no-brainer. It's like, you know, a child running up to you and trying to knock you down, and they ain't no bigger than your knee. You know what I'm saying? Did you hurt yourself? One of them conversations, you all right? Let's look at this a little further. So the angels don't have any authority. None. He said, now, even before the other angels, because he said, blessed are the angels that keep his commandments, because they went to war with them. So they have more strength, right? They have more strength than the wicked angels, just like the book said. And then when they got kicked into our dominion, they was brought up into subjection under us. You see, this is that thing. Job chapter 17 verse 8. Now watch this. Here go the same conversation. Here go the same conversation, because now people are influenced by spirits. So you go run into them, right? You go run into them. And the Lord said you go run into some inside of the congregation. Why? Because he said this. 17 and verse 8. Job chapter 17 and verse 8. Upright shall be astonished at this, right? The upright, so you got the righteous here, they're going to be shocked, he said, at this. And the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. There it is. So they in the congregation, hypocrites, right? So the Lord is telling him the innocent spirit is going to stir itself up against the wicked spirit. Because the wicked spirits is there, and they hiding within the hypocrites. And it says this, the righteous also shall hold on his way. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. So they don't have no authority over you, because he said you're going to have dominion over everything that move on the earth. That's even the hypocrites, because they're bound by the devil. You know, the hypocrites is the witches and necromancers and all of them. They hypocrites because they believe in God. The only way you can have a devil or believe in a devil is that you got to believe in God first. That's presumptuous and willful sin. They are the hypocrites. Sorcerers are hypocrites. That's the first thing you heard in Doctor Strange. Because they sorcerers. Call them hypocrites. That's the first word that fell out their mouth. That was the very first. I said, damn. Yep. Dr. Strange is a hypocrite. He's a sorcerer. Because he believes in God and teach things that's contrary. He's mad. He's in the darkness, the devils. So he's giving them. So this is that thing. So the righteous, let me keep on, move on from that. And he say, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. You see, just like the angels, just like the angels themselves. Now, remember now, when we read, but a few episodes ago, that Elisha prayed that that his servant's eyes would be open, and they looked, and he said, they to be with us are more than they to be with them. So they go to the wicked is the spirits, the devils are among the hypocrites, right? And he said, but the angels that's among the righteous, just like this, this is how we work together. He said, the righteous shall hold on his way. You're going to stay on the path, right? But he that hath clean hands shall wax stronger and stronger. And so is your brother, the angel, your brother that you've been sealed with, because he's keeping the commandments with you. So ain't no fault if you're doing what you say, thus saith the Lord. Yeah, he said, I'm going to give you a brother. I'm going to send you a comforter. And he shall be with you and dwell with you. So, and he's telling us, and they keep the commandments. He said, if you love me, you keep the commandments, then you're going to wax stronger and stronger. Against what? Well, let's see. What are you going to wax stronger and stronger against? Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Because we get an enemy, you know, well, I ain't going to say we give it to him. He deceived us to give it his authority. Yeah. Where is that? I know it's in Ecclesiastes. Okay, wait a minute. Forgive me. Bingo, got you. Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 9. Okay. Ecclesiastes 4 and 9. He said, two are better than one. Why? Well, that's where your wife will come in at A1 because, well, both of y'all putting in work, kingdom work, well, I guess you will be better. You bringing in double, the proceeds, right? All right, two are better than one because they have a good reward of their labor. Okay, case in point. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie down together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Watch this. If one prevail against him, because that's how he's telling you now that, the war has been against the kingdom since Abel. So it's going to happen. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand against him. This is that thing. And the threefold cord is not quickly broken. So it's a kill. It's an easy kill. You're always in the position of victory if you allow it, if you believe it. You're always in the position of it. Always. Constantly. It's no fear serving God. It just isn't. Only thing we probably be digging on is the clock, man. How much time I got left in our walk, before he clock you out. That's the only thing, David said, teach me the number of my days, right? He didn't say, teach me to fear the devils that can kill me. He didn't say that, So we got to be conscious of that. This is that thing. Ain't no fear. The only fear is that we are giving them the authority. That's it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to that Revelation. Revelations 12. Let's go back to that. Revelations 12. And look at this. He said, okay, let's pick it up at 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Now, we know why they lost, because Michael and his angels obviously keep the commandments of God, and they were stronger than those that didn't, right? And they prevailed not, neither were the place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, which is called the devil, but we just got to cover in that, and Satan. That's his name, But his position was Lucifer. Lucifer is a position, a title, a job. His name is Satan. We act like he was given that name. No, that's actually his name. He used to have the job of Lucifer. Like Gabriel got the job of Lucifer now, because the title Lucifer means light bearer. But after he fell from heaven, he was no longer called Lucifer. He'd been called Satan ever since. That's the end of his story, because there was no more place for him in heaven. So if you are among heaven, you're among the light. But he isn't among the light anymore, so therefore he can't bear the title of Lucifer. He's not worthy. And then he tainted it and tried to claim it on this earth through the media and say, call me Lucifer. But he's not. He's not Lucifer. He's Satan. That's his name. That's not a title. That's his name. And he's a devil. That's his spirit. Like Cadillac Devil, that's his spirit. Which deceived the whole world, see? The deception is that they have more authority than us. That's the deception, which deceived the whole world. Yeah, we all been up under it, man. I mean, ever since man been on the planet, he has deceived us in not fearing God. That's the biggie. That's the A1 sin. That's the number one deception, that he taught us not to fear the Holy One of Israel, not to fear God. He was cast in the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Well, we found out, and they reserved onto judgment, right? They are reserved under chains of darkness on the earth, and they going about. They in the earth, right? He said, were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven, now is salvation and strength and the kingdom come of our Lord and of his power and of his Christ. For the accuser of our brother is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their Wait a minute, man. How did angels overcame him? By the blood of the Lamb. Well, remember now, when he sinned in heaven, he tainted the holy place. All the holy angels was tainted. Everything was tainted. It's like having sex in the tabernacle that Moses built. That's what it was. Like that, it was tainted. It was tainted with his sin that the angels brought forth. So when Christ died, his blood not only covered us, but it covered heaven as well, the holy place, and then it cleansed the tabernacle. That's what he's saying. It cleansed the tabernacle. That's why he said no more place for him there. The city Jerusalem, the temple of God, if it's called the temple of God in heaven, then that means they must be doing temple work. Temple work. So what did you do in temples? You would sacrifice. And you would cover the heavens with the blood. What do you mean? Go to Revelation chapter 5:5-1. Because remember now, he tainted the heavens, so now he got to clean the heavens up. So he said he overcame them by the blood, right? Revelation 5:1. I saw on the right hand of him that sat down on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. You got to imagine this. This book is written from heaven, and it got seals that's from eternity. So nothing is busting them seals, not nothing. Only the Father could bust them seals, not an angel, nothing. Nobody can open these seals. Seven seals on it, right? And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to, well, he couldn't? Who is worthy to open the book? Who is worthy? The angel said, well, who is worthy to open the seal? He not worthy? But he already said he charged the angel with folly. So he said, the angel himself is saying, I'm not even worthy. And we got us walking around here on this planet calling ourselves stars, right? Okay. Because he drew himself as a third stars of heaven. They stars. They real stars. But these real stars are real humble, and they not lifting themselves up. They keep the commandments of God. Who is worthy? I'm not, because obviously if he was, he would have said, I'm a strong angel and I can't. No, he didn't. Pay attention, man. The same thing, he gave the angels free will, freedom of speech to choose right or wrong, free will. That's why judgment is among the angels too, because they're not robots. They get to make a choice too. They're not robots and not mechanical. They actually make conscious decisions. That's why it's a judgment for them. That's why they bound under the chains of darkness until the day of judgment, right, for the actions that they committed. Not just in heaven, but even present tense, so to say. right? And it said this, and no man in heaven, right? This let me know Jesus hadn't Maddie yet, right? Nor in the earth, well, that lets me know Jesus wasn't in the ground anymore, wasn't on the earth anymore, and neither under the earth, well, that lets me know that he wasn't in the tomb anymore, so where was he? On his way. Remember now, he told Mary Magdalene, he said, touch me not, for I have not ascended unto my Father. This is that conversation right here, verse 3, because he wasn't in heaven yet, he wasn't on the earth anymore, and he wasn't in the tomb, he was on his way. He said, and no man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open a book, neither look thereon. So, oh, if you pay attention to this verse 3, it just told you that you're not going to heaven. There it is. So you write that down too. No man in heaven, that's an absolute statement. All right. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders said unto me, now wait a minute, man. He's having a vision in heaven. Let me go back. I'm sorry. Let me back this up a little bit. Okay. Let me go to Revelations 4:1. Quickly, Revelations 4:1, where we can see this is coming at. This is still John, and he said this. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. Okay, there it is. So he's got this vision. He's having this conversation in a vision of heaven, and the Lord is showing him the action, the things that went on is going on in heaven, right? So that's what we read in verse 5, after the wave offering. You know, that's what happened in John chapter 20 and 20, St. John chapter 20. That's the wave offering. Mm-hmm. Revelation 5 and John chapter 20 is the same conversation. Matthew chapter 26 is the Sabbath day. He rose, but he wasn't accepted until the first day of the week. That's the wave offering. So Revelation chapter 5 is actually the wave offering being accepted for us, right? So anyway, this is that thing. Here it is. It said, after this, I look and behold, a door was open in heaven, and first voice I heard there upon the trumpet talking with me. He said, come up hither. I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. So he said, come up here. I'm going to show you what's going on in heaven, right? Immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne, throne was it set in heaven, and one, so there's no Christ here, and two, this is the Father right here, right? He the one that had the book. He had the book, but nobody was it worthy to take this book out of his hand. Now let's go back to that 5. Okay. Now, back to Revelation 5 and verse 6. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it would have been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth as a witness, right? And these angels was surrounding him as a witness that he was worthy, you know. Ooh, I hope these ain't the, ooh. Yeah, okay, here it is. He said, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. You see? So this is him. He took the book out of his hand. This is when he said, sit down at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Now thou art priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This conversation right here in Psalms 119. But the point is, why we're going here is that he cleaned the heavens with his blood because the sin was there. What do you mean? Right here. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts were, in the midst of the elders stood as a lamb as it was slain. See, that's what you did in the holy place. You sacrificed a lamb, sprinkled the blood upon the most holy place to sanctify the most holy place, and that's what he did. He had to clean heaven because Satan messed it up, man. He tainted it. So his blood not just covered, you know, earth, it covered the heavens too. And not only do his blood cover the heaven and the earth, but it's going to cover you in a great white throne judgment if he have mercy and allow us to get into the kingdom. What do you mean? He'll pass over our sins. See that? That's what the ultimate Passover means. That he'll pass over our sins and we'll drink of the vine in his Father's kingdom with him. See that? Watch this. So it came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vows, or hors d'oeuvres, which are the prayers of the saints. Kingdom work. That's why Satan couldn't be there no more. They doing temple work. Who sprinkled the blood before the Father? The angels, the one of the elders, or whatever. They got the golden. They got the incense. You know, because Aaron had to have incense in the temple. So they got the incense in the temple. He had to have it a certain mixture, and Aaron had to mix it a certain way, or else he would die. And nobody else can do it like him, or else they would die. This is this conversation because it represented the prayers of the saints. You got to be careful with that. You got to be real careful with the prayers of the saints, you know, because it was like, man, he said, if you mess this mission up, I'm going to kill you. If anybody try to make this other than you, I'm going to kill them. That's how tight this conversation is when it comes to the hors d'oeuvres. So they doing real temple work in heaven here, right? Because he said it's a temple in heaven. That's where they are. That's where Satan sinned, because he was the angel. He was the anointed angel that covers. He was anointed around. He was way up the food chain in this conversation we having right here. In this conversation of the work. What do you mean? Go into Revelation 11 in verse 19. Revelation 11 and 19. And the temple of God was open in heaven. Case in point. That's where the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled at, in the temple of God. Where? And there was seen in the temple of God the ark of his testimony. Remember now, Moses had to sprinkle his blood there, and that cleansed the most holy place, and that made an atonement for all of us. This is why we keep the Day of Atonement, because all this is ground zero and bring us back to where we're supposed to. He washed all of us, so to say. Right? This is that thing. And there was lightnings and, hold up. There's no clouds in heaven. There's lightning. Did I just read that? Okay. Lightning in heaven, thunderings in heaven, earthquake in heaven, and great hail in heaven. That ain't nothing what I've been told heaven looked like. You know, I ask people, you know, what you think, you know, of certain things, because it gives them an idea of how far they've been misled about things that pertain to God. Because then the Lord will say, no, man, see, that's why you got to listen to me. Man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Ain't no clouds in heaven like this. It's a rainbow in heaven. It's around the throne. The cloud that he used is when he covered the earth, when he come down, he come through that water, because it's a water barrier that separates the earth. It's in the firmament, right? You read Genesis chapter 1 and 16, between 11 and 13 or something like that. It's this water barrier that's there that separates the firmaments, right? So water, light can't penetrate water. So our sunlight can't penetrate the water that's above the cosmos, so to say. So this is that thing. So now, he said there's thundering. So if there's thunderings, that means that it's moisture. The only way you can have thunder is moisture. You see? This is that thing. So he had to clean all this up, man. All this. That's what his blood did. Now the tabernacle, the most holy place, is clean. It's been washed. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7. No. Hold up. Let me finish this Revelation 5. Let me finish this up. Revelation 5. We got to finish this here. This is probably my favorite scripture in the whole and all of the Bible. Not that I do. I got to tell you, I got to respect a person when it comes to my scriptures in the book. Revelation chapter 5, hands down, is my favorite scripture. Favorite. This scripture right here is my favorite script from Genesis to Revelation, right here. Revelation 5, and where do we leave off at? Verse 8. So we're picking up at verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood." See, his blood cleansed the most holy place of the heavens out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation in us. And it says this. So now we see here, now keep this in mind, out of every kindred, that's people, that's different nations. Tongues, that's dialects to go with the kindreds. People and nations, this is all diversity. So now get this. Out of all of this, he said, and made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So the kingdom, the priest of God, is going to come from all of this. But people were saying that's all the 12 tribes coming from all of this. No, it's not. The kingdom of God isn't about lineage. It's about righteousness. These are real people that decided they was going to serve God and want to come up like this. Verse 5 and 10. And made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We're going to live on the earth with God, man. He's going to make us kings and priests. That's like I said, this is one of my phrases. This Revelation 5:1-14 is my favorite doozy, actually from 1-10, but it's just all good. Anyway, he said this, and made us unto our God kings and priests, and we're going to reign on the earth. Demeter's going to head the earth. All of it seemed to come to ground zero. It all balances it out. There ain't nothing left over. Everything is right there. The priesthood ruling on the earth, the heavens and angels. Oh, the whole conversation is right there in the middle. All of it. This is that thing. So he cleaned the heaven. Now, this is that thing. Now, he said this, Revelation 12. And now this conversation makes sense. He said, Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, which is in heaven, and the power of our Christ, because that's what we pray. Thy kingdom come right there. He cleaned it up with his blood of the power of our Christ, who overcame his flesh. And he said this, for the accuser of our brother is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, but woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Why? Because the heavens been clean. Ain't no more sin going back into heaven. Ain't no more of that. You can forget about it. He is not going to sin in heaven anymore. That conversation is over. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for of the sea and of the sea. You know you have to cover the water because you got some of it to live on water. For the devil is come. See, he had to pronounce that, because if he don't, then there would be dominion or the lack of dominion, because he's saying, woe be unto, that's a warning of us that dwell on the earth, that have dominion on the earth, and a warning to us to have dominion on the water. He said, woe to us, because he said, you got dominion over everything that move upon the earth. That's water and earth. And the angels is all over the place. He said, for the devil has come down, there it is, onto the earth and water, the earth and seas. You know the saying, the word called ocean in the Bible? Where did that come from? Where did the word ocean come from? Exactly. Go look it up. It ain't in a book. We use it willy-nilly. You know, we need to go check certain things out. We need to start doing more research and stop just taking everything that's in the media as law. Man, we better really pay attention to what they're teaching us to say. That word ocean is not cool. And the gravity of it is definitely not cool at all. Say seas, like the Bible chews, right? He said, and when the dragon saw that he was cast down in the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. There it is. So he can't do nothing to you. He didn't say he persecuted him. He accused him. He can only tempt you. That's it. He can only tempt you. Jesus showed us that. He said, and they that overcame him by the blood, right? How do you overcome the devil? How do you overcome devils in this life, in this world? Because they own the planet now, right? He said a third part of these dudes is running through the earth, you know. And some of them is on some real nasty business, because the book said they're going to pick up seven worse than themselves, right, than the other ones. So if you're talking about seven worse than the other, then that lets me know that there are levels of evil angels. That's why he said they're going to be judged. What if Satan don't deceive mankind? Do he get cut off? Nope. Do he get cursed? Nope. But when he deceived mankind, he was cursed. So how do we overcome the devils that's on the earth? Then Jesus showed us that, Matthew 4:1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So he's going to show us how you overcome the wicked, right? And when he had, excuse me, coughed. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward was in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written. But the first thing he said, it's in the law. Because there ain't no New Testament in this conversation. He the New Testament. So he talking about the law. It's written in the law. Man should not live by bread alone. I can go read that. It's in the law. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how you overcome the devil. About every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So you can't go have talking about, I come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and you ain't read your book. First thing first, you better learn why you here. You know, that's the whole point of having your book. How you going to be in spiritual warfare and you ain't even been in the word? You ain't in the word. You ain't even thinking of the word. You waiting on the word. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He put up what it is, how you overcome the enemy. Watch this. Ephesians chapter 6 in verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He didn't say, you know, fear, just, you know, because he's going to come at you. We got to be careful. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So they all over the place. But as a servant of God, you're supposed to see them, identify them, and eliminate them, you know, because you have the authority. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand all, to withstand in the evil day, having done all. So, you know, you got to be covered in the armor of God. What are these things? Stand for the having your loins girded with the truth. A1, truth. If you ain't about the truth, then you're about to lie. And if you're about to lie, your enemy is going to kill you because, well, he the father of lies. So who you really standing for? You deceive. This is the thing, man. We be deceiving ourselves on so many levels. You know, the first thing, you got to be covered in the truth. But if you cover yourself in a lie, you can't stand before God. That's why he said he was speechless. He came in with the wrong garments. He didn't have on the spirit of truth. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherefore ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Once again, what do wicked mean? He said all the fiery darts of the wicked, right? See, he just added the what we call the hypocrite that we was reading about. He called, last night we was talking about the fruits of the spirit. We found out the hypocrite is the wicked. The ungodly is the wicked. So he's talking about when Satan is going to shoot forth his fiery darts, it's going to be through the hypocrites. The people that don't know God can't do nothing to you but get in the way. The wicked and the hypocrites can try to destroy you. Because they the ones, they call them, the word of God called them the children of Belial. They will bear false witness against you. They'll lie on you. Willfully, willy-nilly. And don't care how far the lie go. They want it to go far, not knowing that the lie is bringing death on people that's out there depending upon. Because people don't judge according to the eyes, like our God. People judge according to the eyes. Our God judges according to the heart. So the deception is the hypocrites. They're the ones that he called tares. He gonna cast them out. They're influenced by the devils. What do you mean? That you would withstand the fiery darts of the devil? It's coming. You're gonna be persecuted. You're gonna go through it. He gonna put you through it. It's just your time, your season. But just know this: you got dominion over everything that move on the planet. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer, supplication, and spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance of the supplication of the saints. You see, so this is that thing. So it's, you know, like we was discussing the other night. Well, actually, this is part of the Sabbath precept on Thursday night, that the saints ain't going to see the judgment. No, not one. Ain't this saint in the judgment. He said, for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Okay, so now he's saying, now you got to be covered in these things to go into that spiritual warfare, because they on the earth, and they everywhere. Like you said, principalities up and down, left and right. They all around you, but they don't have no. You like invisible to the most part, and to, you know, like those that's really in for there. Look, you know, people that's possessed with devils and such, and you about that life, they see you, and you see them. They stop in their tracks. And you see them. Because they know you about that life. So this, you know, this is that thing, man. So now they all on the planet and whatnot. He said a third part of these fallen, man, the angel that fell is on the planet now. So he's telling us, well, we got dominion, man, because they're in our realm. You know, they in our realm, right? Because we got to stop with that. Look, got to stop giving them our authority. Watch this again. I'm going to read this. I want to share this once more again. And then we're going to close out on this, right? I'm going to go, got one more after this. I'm going to read this again, and I'm going to give you the definition. I need y'all to really take this in and understand that they that are with us are greater than they that are with them. It says this, and God said, let us make man after our image, right? So if you going to make man after, this is, he's telling you you're going to have the same power and authority that Jesus had over the angels. And God said, let us, the Father and the Son, that's a plural, us, make man in our image, the plural, not after angels, but our image, Father and the Son, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. That's why we catch fish, and fish don't catch us unless, well, you know how Jonas is, that we have a heart of disobedience, then the fish can catch us. And over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the beasts of the earth, over all the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that moved upon the earth. So we got, he said, now no, over all earth, he had to put that there, over all earth, because he named everything else. But the angels, he didn't put angels here, but the angels on the earth. So he gave us dominion over the earth. Now what this word dominion mean? So that we can, you know, get this in our spirit and plant it in there so that we don't have fear while we going left and right in the word, in the world. Here, I should say, to and fro in the world. Let's see, dominion. Okay. Dominion. Authority. An area of rule. So the angels don't have rule in this area of the earth. You see? We do. Because he created us in his, and he gave us authority here. So they don't have authority here. He said, area of rule, authority, authorization. So we authorized by God to rule over the angels. He said this. He said, command, commission, control, country, district, domain, dominance, domination, empire, enclave, field, your little plot of land. He just went there. You see that? Your little plot of land, your house, this, that, and the other. You know, I know in Minnesota, man, where I'm at, man, this is like the apartment capital or something. I'm like, why? Because this is like a really rural state. It's like a farm state. And it's like apartments everywhere. And I'm like, the book say curses the man, that, you know, who house join together. But this in the book, he's telling us that you rule your area. You rule your area. So wherever you at, your house, your domain, you in control of it. It says, and if you got some activity like spirits moving around and doing too much, then you need to go buy you a bottle of olive oil, pray over that joint, start anointing your doors, anoint your water faucets, anoint your cabinets, anoint your front door, anoint your back door, anoint your windows, and anoint yourself. Not exactly in that order. Go take a shower, anoint yourself, and then go through the whole house and finish it up. And then pray before the Father to cover this house in his blood that you just sealed it in, and them spirits will leave. Just like that. You ain't got to go through the house. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Tie my bow tie, tie my bow tie, tie my bow tie. Oh, hallelujah. I got saved. You don't need all of that. All you need is one thing. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. End of story. That's it. That's it. That's the bottom line. Simple as that. Give God the glory. You know, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Where you at in that conversation? But you know, you're a hypocrite. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to punch you out, devil. I got the power. Too much of me in there when it's supposed to be a spiritual warfare and I'm made of flesh. How do I look going up against fire? You know, I mean, seriously, if God really revealed an angel to you, you probably melt. Because that's what flesh do before fire melts. Where am I? Oh, yeah. So we were looking at dominion. So, oh, my God. How did I get lost in that? Enclave government, right? So you got dominion. Like he said, devils are there, principalities and this, that, and the other, right? But he's telling us that you got power in those things. Even though they may be there, you got power over that. That's why he say, the heart of the kings is in my hand. So if you pray, to your father, he can move a governor or a king in your favor. That's how cold this thing is if we really walk in the law, because then all power be start falling in one. Once you start keeping the law and keeping the commandments and going in that direction, then you can command the power of the heavens and everything because you're in unison with all of it. Those things will be under obedience only you because you're in obedience. Preeminence, right? So I give you dominion over the earth and the seas. So if that's the case, we're supposed to be able to walk over them too, right? We're supposed to be able to say mountain be thou removed. We're supposed to be able to say that. Privilege. Property. You got dominion over your property. So the angels don't have no dominion nowhere and nothing that you are in this planet. Nowhere they have no dominion, an inch of dominion, not one, other than what you give them, through sin. I say that. Through sin, that's how we give them dominion. Property, province, realm, see, they go to the spiritual part, even in your mind. Regency, region, reign, rule, seniority. That's why he said the angels are subject unto us. Spear, state, stumping ground, supremacy, Charon. I like that word. And that's that. Now, guess what? The antidote to all of this dominion is outside. Guess what? They're outside of this. They don't have no authority over this. They outside. They in chains of darkness. They don't exist here. You making them exist here. They outside. All right. Okay. All right. Get back into that. Genesis 1 and verse 1. I'm going to wrap it up. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth and the earth. Forgive me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I used to know S that. Let me read that again. Genesis 1 and 1. And in the beginning, God created the heaven in the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And he called the light day. He called darkness night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So, we're still in the first day. We're still dealing with heaven, man, because we got to deal with, now they got jobs, you know. Even though they wicked and they devils, they still got jobs. Because remember that they got rule. They got authority in different things. That's why he told, that's why Satan said on the Jesus, he said, He'll give them the whole world because it's given to him. You know, that's why, rulers of principalities and powers in this world and things like that, they move through that. You know, he is the serpent of the sea. The sea are men. We finna get into those things. That's the conversation that now he said he's the accuser of the brethren because that's what he do. If he can influence you to do the wicked, then he go before God in truth. He ain't going to lie on you. If Satan accuses you, it's the truth. He's not going to lie before God. He'll lie to you, but he ain't going to lie before God. Satan, he asked Satan, where you been? What you been doing? He said, walking to and fro and up and down in the earth. Why didn't he lie? Every time you see when God talked to the devils, they answer him right back like he the boss. Yes, sir. What is it? Yes, sir. You see? So we got to get into that. Now you got the righteous angels. They got their job. We got to get to that because remember now they minister spirits of flame of fire. And then you got the wicked spirits. They got a job now too because their job is to finish making an end of prophecy become this B line, this B story, we got to finish it up. So they got they job to do, right? Amen. So with that being said, tomorrow morning we'll be back here again. The Sound of Living Waters Breakfast Brunch, right? The Sunday morning breakfast brunch. What we're dealing with is a forward spirit. A forward spirit is the door to a reprobate mind. A forward spirit, not forward, forward, the FROWARD, look it up. A forward spirit is the door to a reprobate mind. So if you have a forward spirit, you're playing around with reprobation. That's what we're going to get into tomorrow. Amen. So God willing, we live, we'll be able to listen to those things. So with that being said, we'll thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, man, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water.
Water Radio Show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio Show.